Welcome, Freya Gulamali. Please tell us about your experience.
I have been working with the Duke Institute for Health Innovation, DHI, for the past 2 years. As a computer science student on the pre-med track, DHI has been the perfect place for me to gain practical experience in applications of clinical data science and the importance of developing guidelines to ensure these applications are safe, effective, and equitable. I have had the opportunity to learn qualitative methods working with the Health AI Partnership, collaborate directly with clinicians on a project to identify venous thromboembolism and stroke in the electronic health record, and understand the end-to-end process for developing an AI tool through Python, which assesses risks of post-surgical outcomes. I was privileged to have the opportunity to be the point person guiding the next steps for the VTE stroke project. Through this experience, I learned how practicing medicine translates into the EHR system and how inconsistencies in this translation creates barriers in data science projects. Additionally, I understood the importance of clinical data science partnerships in making sense of these inconsistencies to create something that positively impacts patient care. The level of trust and support from my mentors at DHI enabling me to work on these real-world projects has tremendously impacted my college experience. With a team of people spanning all disciplines, DHI embraces the importance of collaborative spirit in furthering the speed and quality of health innovation. Everyone is passionate about improving the way healthcare is delivered and is more than willing to share their knowledge and perspective on how they approach this shared mission. I have gained so many hard and soft skills required in this field and met so many people who have influenced and inspired my career aspirations. As I reflect on my experiences at DHI, I feel the pioneering spirit Duke aspires to. I'm thrilled to continue working with DHI over the coming year.
We welcome Dr. Henry Foote.
I currently work clinically as a pediatric cardiology fellow, and I plan to complete an additional fellowship in pediatric critical care to eventually work in the pediatric cardiac intensive care unit. Here, I will care for critically ill children with heart disease and hope to be able to improve their care using electronic health record-based models. My 2-year tenure at DHI has been a journey of continuous learning and growth. In the past year, as an innovation scholar, I have had the privilege of contributing to a diverse range of projects, from predicting mortality in adults with cardiac shock to identifying risk factors for deterioration in shingles single ventricle heart disease. This role has been both challenging and rewarding. My time at DHI has exposed me to the intricate and gritty teamwork involved in developing and implementing models using EHR data. With the guidance and support of the DHI team, I have gained hands-on experience in extracting, cleaning, feature selecting, and engineering EHR data for model development. The automated machine learning tool allows for rapid cycling of models. For example, our model predicting mortality in cardiac shock, we were able to train multiple models predicting mortality at different time points and with various patient populations. My work at DHI not only involved model development, but also evaluation and policy. I've been exposed to various tools and I'm particularly excited about the potential of large language model-based solutions.
Welcome, Bruno Valen.
My time as a scholar at the Duke Institute for Health Innovation has been an enriching experience. On the lower back pain project, I worked with clinicians, data scientists, and clinical researchers to build an algorithm that predicted the correct treatment for different patients with chronic lower back pain, whether it be physical therapy, surgery, or physiatry, based on their baseline health characteristics. This endeavor allowed me to apply my background in machine learning, which had primarily focused on generic commercial applications to the healthcare sector. It was a unique and challenging experience that provided a valuable bridge between my clinical background as a medical student and my expertise in machine learning. One of the main takeaways from my time at DHI was the crucial importance of understanding the clinical context in which a model is deployed. Regardless of how well a model performs, its impact on patient care and outcomes is ultimately determined by how healthcare professionals use its results. This insight deepened my appreciation for the intersection of data science and healthcare, emphasizing that innovators must couple technological advancements with practical, clinically informed implementation strategies. DHI's collaborative approach bringing together diverse perspectives from medicine, data science, and technology, is crucial for developing and implementing AI solutions that can be seamlessly integrated into clinical practice and improve patient outcomes. DHI is a remarkable organization with a diverse team that combines entrepreneurship, clinical expertise, and engineering. The collaborative environment fostered here is truly one of a kind, and it has been an honor to be a part of this innovative team for a year. The experiences and skills I have gained at DHI will undoubtedly have a lasting impact on my career, equipping me to continue bridging the gap between machine learning and healthcare to improve patient outcomes.
Welcome, Mariam Aziz.
I joined DHI as an artificial intelligence research intern in November 2023 during the first year of my PhD. I enrolled in my PhD program to learn about and contribute to machine learning projects in healthcare, and I'm grateful that DHI has provided the perfect opportunity for me to do that. DHI involved me in two exciting projects. The first was developing an HIV risk prediction model using clinical data from patients in two large health systems in southeastern Louisiana. My responsibilities included automating the pre-processing and filtering of data, as well as data cleaning and exploratory analysis of patient-level data. The second project was equally exciting. It focused on using prompt engineering and large language models to identify HIV patients who have fallen out of care through patient notes and messages. Joining early in the model development process has allowed me to understand the foundational steps in building a model. My tasks included pre-processing data and creating prompts to complete tasks effectively. While maintaining an entrepreneurial spirit, DHI taught me to pay attention to the grit within datasets and grease the cogs of data processing. My time at DHI has been a rich learning experience, providing me with valuable insights into the application and implementation of machine learning in healthcare. These insights have not only broadened my understanding, but also equipped me with the knowledge to make a meaningful impact in the field. It's also been a platform for me to connect with the brilliant minds at DHI. The skills I've gained and the connections I've made here have been invaluable, and I'm excited about the prospect of continuing my work with DHI.
We welcome Karthik Pejavira.
Interning at the Duke Institute for Health Innovation has been one of the most incredible experiences of my undergraduate time at Duke. With the advent of large language models in healthcare occurring close to my start, I conducted much exploratory work on LLMs. Specifically, I researched how Duke Health Clinics could use LLMs to accurately and automatically triage MyChart messages from patients to the appropriate provider or office. Right from the beginning, I was part of a team, testing various ideas and models. I learned a lot about artificial intelligence and machine learning and how to work with large amounts of data. As the MyChart message project evolved, I got the chance to learn about the intricacies of the routing process directly from our nurses. For example, it may seem natural that when you have a question about your medication, your treatment plan, or your symptoms, you message your doctor for help. However, at Duke Endocrine, several offices offered distinct support and advice to patients. In fact, many treatment-related messages, such as trouble with blood glucose monitors, medication refills, or prior authorizations, go to offices that help patients with their specific problems. We analyzed 3 years of message data and shadowed triage nurses for hours to make the tool as accurate as possible at distinguishing between the offices. Nurse expertise and workflow intellect were indispensable. In addition to collaborative sweat, LLM data science innovation is hard work. At first, working with the dataset was tricky. MyChart messages are highly unstructured, and there was no ground truth label provided for each message. Pulling together various pieces of information, including previous routing information, employee IDs, and job titles, we constructed our model training and testing sets. The learning process was engaging and interesting, and although challenging, it has helped me build confidence in taking on future projects. In addition to this technical experience, I was fortunate to sit in on various meetings about implementing the solution. Seeing the forethought, resilience, and teamwork required to turn inventions into impactful innovations has been amazing. I've genuinely felt like a part of something bigger, gaining skills that will have a lasting impact on my career.
Welcome, Noah Prezant.
Deciding to spend my third year as a DHI scholar was one of the best decisions I've made as a medical student. I've enjoyed venturing outside the traditional medical research realm and learning to push the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare. I've learned healthcare strategy and enjoyed meeting leaders in the field, learned to code in Python, and most importantly, had the opportunity to contribute to informatics and machine learning projects that DHI is actively implementing across the health system. My primary project was developing a digital phenotype for the early recognition of pediatric sepsis. This project was originally launched in the RFA 2021 cycle. However, I joined at an exciting time when we were launching a high-risk plus fever tool to be used by the pediatric emergency room team. I had the chance to be an integral part of its silent evaluation and deployment in March 2023, working closely with the DHI team, clinical leads, and hospital stakeholders to ensure successful adoption. Additionally, DHI teammates involved me in evaluating and working towards silent validation of their complete informatics-based pediatric sepsis phenotype. I had the opportunity to present these projects at Duke internal research events and at the Pediatric Academic Society International Conference in Toronto. I've also been fortunate to contribute to other efforts at DHI, including the Predicting Hospital Admissions and ER Visits from Immune-Related Adverse Events project. Its leaders involved me in the silent validation phase, publication writing, and stakeholder interviews. Furthermore, Health AI partnership leaders invited me to be involved in their cutting-edge policy work. I contributed to a manuscript about key decision points in AI healthcare best practices, entitled Aligning AI Principles and Healthcare Delivery Organization Best Practices, Navigating the Shifting Regulatory Landscape. My time at DHI has been overwhelmingly positive, so much so that I decided to take another year to continue my research at DHI and be involved in the next cycle of innovation projects. DHI has enabled me to have the quintessential Duke experience. Here, people can weave together interdisciplinary interests and launch commercial and nonprofit companies based on inventions, ideas, and solutions to social challenges. These experiences will surely shape who I will become as a physician and professional and will provide a lifelong community. I hope to incorporate what I've learned here in my future career, and I'm excited for my second year working with DHI.
My DHI experience by Samyukta Palle. In the spring of my first year of Master's in Artificial Intelligence Studies at Duke, I joined the Duke Institute for Health Innovation, called DHI, as a data science intern. Coming from India, I was initially unfamiliar with the US healthcare system, but eager to apply my skills to real-world healthcare challenges. DHI quickly broadened my understanding of clinical processes, medical data, and health policies, bridging the gap between AI and the medical field. During my opportune time at DHI, I worked on a wide range of projects, each with its unique set of challenges and learning opportunities. These projects included developing predictive models for rheumatology telehealth visits, post-operative complications, and primary hyperparathyroidism, called PHPT for short, surgical candidates. My role varied with each project, from evaluation and data analysis to modeling using natural language processing techniques for PHPT. These experiences provided me with a comprehensive understanding of the AI workflow, from data analysis to deployment and clinical integration. One of the most significant insights I gained from my time at DHI was the importance of prioritizing the end user experience. This was particularly evident in our discussions about sepsis predictions, where we learned about the critical balance required in alert frequency for patients at risk of sepsis. It was crucial to ensure that the alerts were effective in their purpose, but not overwhelming for the healthcare professionals. This respect for and alliance with care providers and patients has shaped my approach to AI in healthcare. I still recall my first conversation with the innovation program managers at DHI, who asked me what innovation and teamwork meant to me. This sympathetic conversation sparked my excitement for DHI's culture, and my appreciation for it has only grown as I've experienced the team's energy, expertise, and genuine mentorship. Working with a group that combines diverse expertise spanning medicine, technology, management, and policy with on-the-ground insights was incredibly rewarding. The value of teamwork in achieving our goals at DHI cannot be overstated. It's through our shared successes that we build trust between developers and clinicians, making the inventive technology we build truly innovative, effective, and reliable. As I look forward to the future, I am excited to continue my journey with DHI. I'm eager to build on the momentum we have created and to contribute to the impactful work we will accomplish in the coming year. I am confident that my experiences and learnings at DHI will continue to shape my approach to AI in healthcare and will enable me to make a meaningful contribution to data science. Thank you.